We're going to begin the hour by talking about an event that's coming up on Saturday, December 14th. You can head to the Chapel Hill Public Library from 1 to 5 p.m. for a community forum on criminal justice reform in Orange County. It's called Where Do We Go From Here? It's co-hosted by the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP and the District 18 Bar Racial Justice Task Force. Speakers include Judges Carl Fox and Samantha Cabe, Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, Chapel Police Chief Chris Blue, and the two men who joined me here in the studio today, Orange County District Attorney James Woodall and James Williams, formerly Orange and Chatham Public Defender, now co-chair of the District 18 Racial Justice Task Force. James, Jim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. So that was the quick summary of the event. Tell us more. What's it going to entail on Saturday, and how did it all come together? James?
Well, it came together at the request of our district's District 18 Racial Justice Task Force. Actually, Jim and I are co-chairs of that task force, and one of the things that we seek to do is to provide events that are open to the public to help inform them about issues related to justice and equity within our system. And so we spoke about doing this, a program of this nature. We approached our bar about supporting it. They agreed to do so. And then we formed a committee and gave thought to what the program should look like. And we ended up with this event.
I think it's really significant that this is an event on criminal justice reform, and it is bringing together stakeholders from literally every side of the courtroom. You've got prosecutors, defense attorneys, judges, law enforcement, professors and outside observers, the attorney general's office. Everyone is coming together for this event because everyone, at least here in this room and at this forum, shares ultimately the same goal, which is justice and equity.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah. So the next question that I have written down is, tell us about the issue, but it's not issue, it's issues, right? There are a lot of different questions that need to be answered, a lot of different reforms that are on the table, right?
Oh, that's absolutely true. And one of the things in planning this event that we had difficulty with, as you do in planning any event that deals with such a wide-ranging topic, is how to narrow it down. So
tell me this was a one-hour forum that got ballooned out before.
Well, just trying to narrow it down so that in over 3 or 4 hours you can at least scratch the surface and make people aware of some of the issues that are out there. And, you know, there's criminal justice reform now is a national movement, and, of course, it needs to be a local movement. I think it is here. I hope I'm not bragging, but I think we're a little ahead of the curve. We may be behind in some areas, but generally I think we're a little ahead of the curve here in Orange and Chatham counties working on these issues. But I think what it takes to keep things moving is continuing conversation. And I think this forum is part of what does that. Now, across the nation, people have been hearing about mass incarceration and the need to reform that, money bail, the need to reform our bail pretrial release system, and also the need to reform reentry and helping people get back into the community after they've served sentences of incarceration, just as an example. But we could talk for days about these issues, but we've tried to narrow it down and leave people with some things to think about, and maybe they can have some action items.
So what are some of the action items that we're looking to promote at this event?
Well, so, you know, like, you know, I think you said and Jim reiterated, there are a number of issues related to, and I'd like to preface what I'm about to say with this, because you know, the task force that Jim and I co-chaired, that our local bar authorized or commissioned, is a bar racial justice task force. Mm-hmm. And I think it's clear that criminal justice reform is also a racial justice issue. So when we look at the system as it currently operates, one of the things that you see, nationwide, and obviously this isn't anything unique to Orange or Chatham County or North Carolina, is the disparate impact racially. And so some of the things, and of course you also have this intersection with poverty, mm-hmm. right? And so some of the issues that we want to address, some people might say they're kind of the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, and are not as controversial as some other aspects of reform that is also being considered in various places. Jim made reference to bail and pretrial release. Well, we know, or certainly there's the sentiment and a lot of support for this notion that whether or not you remain in jail pretrial should not depend upon whether you have a certain amount of wealth. But that is the reality of the system that we currently operate in. Now, there are things that we can do locally and things I think that we have done locally that have reduced the impact of living in a state where money bail is a reality. Mm-hmm. So for instance, having a pretrial release program that is staffed and that is well functioning is one aspect of that. But then we have to also ask ourselves, are there some things that even with the reforms related to pretrial that we could do better to improve that system? And so part of what this forum is going to be about is looking at the things that we're doing well. And mm-hmm. there are a number of things that we're doing well, but also being courageous enough to look at areas that we could do better that will not only result in a fairer system, but will not compromise, public safety. And there are a number of reforms that have been shown in other places to do that. And we want to explore some of those options here mm-hmm. also as a part of this discussion. Now, one of the things that, when you look at panel two, for instance, mm-hmm. that deals more specifically with poverty-related issues, and you see on that panel, you made reference to Jasmine McGee, who is in the Attorney General's mm-hmm. office. One of the things that they've been doing are holding regional convenings around the state related to bail reform and pretrial release issues. You look up to the first person on that panel, you have Jessica Smith, who's a professor at the School of Government, who is probably certainly the state's, and maybe at this point becoming one of the nation's foremost experts on bail and pretrial release reform. And so Daniel Bowes and of course Judge Cabe are also a part of that panel. So there's a lot of expertise and knowledge that's going to be in that room that's going to help us kind of look at what we're doing and say, oh, wow, this is great, but have you thought about this, this, or this? Mm-hmm. And I think that part is important also.
I was speaking with James Williams and Jim Woodall. Again, this forum that we're talking about is Saturday. This Saturday, the 14th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Where do we go from here? A community forum on criminal justice reform in Orange County. And certainly the bail issue has been front and center locally, especially in recent weeks and months. I was speaking with someone, I think it was last week, who mm-hmm. said something that really stuck with me, which is that, you have people who are in jail awaiting trial, haven't been convicted of anything yet, can't get out because they can't afford to pay bail. And it's 3 days, she said, that you sit in jail before you start to have your life deeply and in some ways irreversibly affected. You start losing your job, you start losing family connections, and the burden it places on other family members. So where do we look for best practices? Where do we look for those innovative reforms that can move the ball down the road and help individual people and also to improve criminal justice and equity all at the same time?
Yeah, well, I think we look in a lot of places. We look nationally, but we don't only have to look nationally. Even within the state and locally, we've seen some great innovation. I think, Mecklenburg County here in North Carolina is really moving forward on some of these things. And I think Orange County, we did something a few years ago. We have a criminal justice resource office that the county funded. Kate Finhagen is the director of that office. We have a very robust pretrial release program here. That doesn't mean that people don't spend time in the Orange County Jail, but we really do get people out, especially people that we don't see as a threat to the community, a public safety risk. And I do tell people or warn people that a public safety risk doesn't only mean someone who may be violent. Public safety can be at risk in other ways. For example, a person who scams an elderly person out of their life savings, that's a public safety risk. They may not be a violent person, but they're certainly a person that we need to keep an eye on and perhaps keep incarcerated while they're awaiting trial if we have sufficient evidence to do that. But I think there's a lot going on nationally and locally. I'm really proud locally, and again, there are more things we can do. I do think we've thought outside the box on a few things, and I think there are parts of criminal justice reform and things that go to incarceration that a lot of people don't think about. We have a driver's license restoration program in our county. Daniel Bose, who will be on one of the panels, has worked real carefully with us on that. And that's a thing that can help keep people out of jail, them having the ability to have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of deferrals, and we do some pre-charge deferrals here in our jurisdiction so that people never enter the criminal justice system. So all those things are a part of what we're doing. And I hope that one thing that comes out of this, I don't think you have to work in the criminal justice system to have good ideas about what might work in the criminal justice system. So I hope that we get some brainstorming and people give us ideas, because I do think there's an element of thinking outside the box to make change.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Jim Woodall, James Williams, again, the forum is Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m., Chapel Hill Public Library, just down the road on Library Drive. We say that all politics is local. That's certainly the case for law and justice as well. It's also the case that a lot of these issues that we're speaking about now and that you'll be speaking about on Saturday are much deeper and more systemic and larger than local and larger even than national. And we're talking about issues of systemic inequity. How do we deal with that on a local level? What locally can we do that moves the dial on an issue like mass incarceration, for instance, or racial disparities, as you mentioned, James, that can make a difference even when the systemic inequity is much, much larger than Chapel Hill or Orange County or the Triangle or North Carolina?
Well, one of the things, I mean, we talk about, and we talked about the impact of poverty as it relates to criminal justice. And one area where we see that impact is, you know, whether or not a person remains in jail because they don't have money, and then those cascading effects of, you know, even as you mentioned, 3 days in jail where you might lose your home, you might lose custody of your children, your job, any number of things. But also, you know, one of the areas that I think needs to be given consideration are, you know, is this issue of court costs and fees, or some people refer to as the criminalization of poverty, which is a significant problem. Well, it's a nationwide problem, but it's a significant problem here in the state of North Carolina also. So, you know, so while a lot of times when we talk about mass incarceration, we're thinking about people in jail or prisons, but I think the term is also used to describe the impact of even an arrest, but certainly a conviction of even a misdemeanor on a person's ability to live a successful life. And so the impact of court costs and fees is significant in our criminal justice system. And one of the things that that we're looking at is whether or not our courts can more robustly exercise their judicial authority to waive court costs and fees when it's called for, because it seems that too many people end up in situations where, you know, I think public safety is even compromised as a result of judgments imposed requiring people who don't have resources to pay sums of money in order to complete a sentence that was imposed in court. And so I think that's one of the things that, and when we look at, just like with the driver's license suspensions and restorations, when you look at the data, when you look at, when you disaggregate by race, that data, the people whose ability to drive has been suspended or revoked because of failure to pay fines or fees, that demographic is disproportionately African American and other people of color. So here again, that's where this whole issue of racial justice is impacted by this system.
So many different facets to this, and really underscores that you mentioned the concept of the criminalization of poverty as referring to court costs and fees, which is not the same thing as the bail issue, which right. is not the same thing as, which is not the same thing as. There are so many different facets and areas that we could be talking about, and I could talk about this forever, but we have to start wrapping up. Speaking with James Williams and Jim Woodall, again, the forum is this Saturday, December 14th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. It's called Where Do We Go From Here? What else do people need to know about this forum or about the larger issue if they want to get involved, find out more? Where can they go? What can they do?
Well, one thing I will mention, and James touched on this, I think across the state there's movement on these issues, and probably there's a little bit more movement in the urban areas and places like Chapel Hill than other places. I'm going to put a plug in for the Attorney General. They've had these roundtables across the state. There are still a couple that are to be done or to be held. I've been a presenter at all of those. And I think that has really helped in educating other areas of the state, because what we do, we ask stakeholders from other areas of the state who don't have pretrial release programs, for example, to come in and hear from the folks like us here in Orange County who have those programs, and we try to help them get programs started. So that's a great thing that the Attorney General's office is doing. And I think really pressing politicians at times. James didn't address this directly, but in our state it can be difficult for judges to waive cost and fees sometimes because the legislature, there's sort of a watch list. If a judge waives, that's marked down and it's reported. And that's just a way to discourage the waiving of fines and fees. So I do think people need to become involved, become educated about it, and press your elected officials to make changes. And I think the money bail system that we have, remember, our statutes, although it gives a lot of discretion, it's based on money bail. And for there to be a change, there has to be a change in the law at some point. So pressure politicians.
Yeah, not just to support changes, but to prioritize the changes, right? Mm-hmm. James, last word?
Yes. The other thing as far as the program itself, and yes, prioritization certainly is a critical issue of these as far as criminal justice is concerned. One of the things that I want to emphasize in terms of the event on Saturday, number one, I think it's an opportunity to hear one of the nation's foremost spokespersons on criminal justice, Jonathan Rapping, the founder of Gideon's Promise. And so I would encourage people to attend to hear what he has to say. And also to hear this Orange Correctional Ready Singers. They are inmates at Orange Correctional Facility who will be allowed the opportunity to attend this event and to provide cultural singing for this event. And I'm happy for them, because these are people that are going to be re-entering our society. And this is part of what we need to do as a community, is to embrace people and to allow them to feel a part of the community so that they can be productive and successful.
It's called Where Do We Go From Here, a community forum on criminal justice reform in Orange County, this Saturday, the 14th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Everyone's invited out. It should be a terrific conversation. James Williams, James Woodall, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.